My guest today, U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. All right, Don. Looks like a couple of last second or last minute bids are coming in here, but I think we can still get started. Doubt there will be any surprises.
Pretty well done.
Yeah, I figured so. Okay, great. So, okay. What is this, Friday? Last day of trade for the week. Grains, a lot of green on the board. That's always good to see. Looks like got some wheat and double digits there. Corn, soybeans, pretty strong on the day, though. What drove the grains here to close out the week, Don?
Yeah, I think when you look at the week in review, it was basically a strong week. Corn was up about 11 cents, soybeans up about 20, and the wheat market up 7. A lot of short covering. I think the funds expected, you know, as of Tuesday, short 200,000 corn, 100,000 wheat, minorly short on the soybeans. But I think it was just evening up here. We did have that key reversal on corn, remember, July 14th, and then there was a gap above the market at 232¾. So trying to target that on the upside. Same thing on November's beans, trying to target the 10.44¼. So, a little bit of concern at the end of the week here that what's going to happen with the weather pattern possibly changing. You know, who knows on that, but next week looks warmer and drier. But after that, you know, looks like we go back to more normal. But I think that was a little bit of it evening up at the end of the week.
Okay, great. And on the cattle side, cattle trading mixed, feeders and live down, hogs up though here. What'd you see for the cattle markets to end out?
You know, the cattle market, the beat just continues to go on. You know, I think it is one though that the box beef was down sharply this week. Technically, to end the week here, we had key reversals across the board. Feeder cattle, fat cattle. What that often means is either a major top or major intermediate top. So we will see. We've had a number of these key reversals before, and they haven't really stuck because the cash market's just too strong. So I think it's fair to say with the big discounts we have in the futures market, it's up to the cash going forward. You know, if the cash market breaks, that's going to be dependent on the beef. Looks like the beef sliding. So a bit of a negative on the cattle to end the week in an overall cyclical bull market. But when you look over to the hog market, I think the strength really is coming from the fact that the seasonals are strong. The slaughter continues to be less than anticipated, so that pushes the cutout out up, and that pushes the futures up. So oftentimes, hedgers use this rally during the summer to do some risk management for the fall, and that looks like that's what's going on.
That was U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.